بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The Outcome of the Oslo Accords. During their first Intifada, Palestinian people suffered a lot of losses, and many of them were martyred for the sake of Islam and liberating Palestine. But the Oslo Accords put an end to their resistance. Today, even the Palestinians who planned and supported the Oslo Accords no longer support the agreement because they saw that Israel only wanted to solve its own problem through the Oslo Accords. That is to say, Israel wanted to avoid confrontation with the rock-wielding Palestinians and reduce its vulnerability. Israel made a few so-called concessions just to stamp out the flames of the Intifada and decrease its vulnerability. The moment Israel realized it had solved its problems and wrongly felt that the Palestinian people were not capable of resuming the Intifada and resistance, it put an end to the concessions and revealed its greedy nature. The process of making peace and the Oslo Accords made the people of Palestine realize that there was no way except an uprising.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Betrayal of the Palestinian ideal. They are trying to make the phrase Palestinian nation sink into oblivion and make it appear that there was no such thing as Palestine and no nation that owned it. That was how they prepared the ground. Much to our chagrin and astonishment, we can see that there are some people who passively accept this and that there are some people in the world who accept this case of oppression. They just allowed a group of so-called Palestinians to establish a puppet government to rule 4% of Palestinian lands. They just established a puppet government and asked them to completely forget the issue of Palestine and the Palestinian nation in return. They expect their puppet government and those who made that unfair deal to suppress the Palestinians who talk about Palestine and its history. This is what is happening today.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Guide me.